One thing I know to be true about you is you've dreamed of starting a podcast for years. You've gone as far as buying the mic, picking out a podcast name, and even making a list of potential guests. You've watched other coaches and service providers launch their shows, secretly wishing you could do the same. Well, guess what? You absolutely can. You too can create a platform to share your stories, perspectives, and expertise with the world. But to do that, you've got to overcome all the barriers, excuses, objections that have held you back up until this point. So in this episode, I'm breaking down the top three reasons you haven't started your podcast yet and how you can take action in Q2 to finally bring your podcasting dreams to life. Are you ready? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. So the first reason you haven't started your podcast yet is you think it's going to be hard. You think it's going to be overwhelming because this is a message that is shared a lot in the online space, right? You've heard that there's so many moving pieces and it can get a little bit confusing. Or maybe you have looked at articles, maybe you have looked at videos on YouTube and gotten overwhelmed yourself. And I get it. This is actually something that holds back quite a few of my clients. You know, they think it's going to be hard. They think it's going to be overwhelming. And you're going to hear this from one of my clients, Bella. She has an interview coming up that I'm going to share in the podcast soon. But up until, you know, when she saw the resources in the portal, she actually still believed, even though I assured her and she felt as though, like, she felt she could trust me to guide her with her launch, she still felt like this is going to be hard, this is going to be overwhelming. And as you will hear in this upcoming episode, once she started with me and saw how everything was laid out, she was like, actually, this is easy peasy. And by the end of her launch, she had wished that she had started earlier, right? So I say all of that so that you know that you're not alone, right? There are a lot of moving pieces when it comes to launching a podcast. But I find that where people are going wrong is they're thinking bigger picture. What I love about podcast launches, which is why I specialize in them, is I see them very much as a project. So I tackle a podcast launch like I would tackle a huge event, like I would tackle like a board meeting when I was like an executive assistant, just break it up into different phases. And so when you do that, it feels a lot more manageable. So instead of looking big picture, you really want to dial it in and focus on each stage of the launch process. And that's where my 4P framework comes in. So I would break this up into prep, produce, publish, and promote. Those are the 4Ps. But with the right resources, the right structure, I promise you, it doesn't have to be overwhelming. You just need to find someone, hey, me, right? But you need to find someone or find the right resources that could take away that overwhelm. But you are looking at it with like a helicopter view and you're thinking about all the different things that need to be done. Maybe you've got feedback from friends or peers who've launched their podcast. Maybe you've seen the posts on social media. And I'm not going to take away from that, but you can get the support to take away that overwhelm so that you can finally launch your podcast. Now, the second reason you haven't started your podcast yet is you are getting hung up on all the how-tos of starting a podcast. So how do I record my episodes? How do I record with guests? How do I get my podcast out into the world? How do I get listeners and grow over time? A lot of people worry about growing when they haven't even started yet. right? And those how-tos can be quite crippling. But as we talked about just before, it's really just breaking down. This stuff is really, really easy. Like, you'll record your episodes using a specialist recording software. Some people use Zoom. I don't recommend it. But, you know, if that works for you, that works for you. But, you know, all these kind of techie, logistical stuff is really, really, really easy to figure out. But those are the pieces that business owners get down in the weeds about when actually they should be thinking about the strategy. Like, once you have a strategy, how you're going to get new listeners, how you're going to get it out in the world, that all, well, in my world, in my world, that all forms part of your strategy, right? And so don't worry about the how-tos. And this one, I'm guilty of this one, not necessarily with my podcast, but definitely getting started on Pinterest. I have found Pinterest so overwhelming. There's so many do's, there's so many don'ts. And so I really resonate with you. Like, if you're like feeling like this is me, it's the how-tos of starting my podcast that are keeping me stuck. I really get it, but through a Pinterest lens. And you know what I did? I really dialed in, like, stop looking at 500 different people's blogs, reading about Pinterest, because the thing is, different people have different opinions. And when you are getting different opinions on the same platform, it just leads to confusion, right? And so I just decided to learn from 1-2 people max. And that was it. I also decided, as I shared on the podcast recently, to just hire someone to do the execution of it. So yeah, behind the scenes, I'm going to create the images. Because it's my podcast show notes, it's really easy for me to copy and paste in like my content hub, give them access to that, and then let her do the scheduling. It's taken me 2 years to really just get out of my head and think about what support, what resources do I need to make this happen? That really is it, right? If you are stuck in anything in your business, just take that time to think to yourself, who can help me, right? What resources do I need? And then take the action that you need to make it happen. And then the third reason you haven't started your podcast yet is you think it's going to fail, right? That fear of failure is so big for so many of us business owners, right? What if no one listens? This is a big one. This is a huge thing that comes up for a lot of people. What if I can't stay consistent and have to quit? Like, no one wants to start something and then be seen as a quitter. And there's quite that huge stat out there. Maybe you've heard of it. If you have, that probably isn't helping. But 75% of new podcasts don't make it past episode 7. It's a stat. But a lot of people who are aware of that stat really take it on board because they don't want to become a statistic. They want to really show up for their podcast and remain consistent and for it to be a long-term strategy in their business. And so if that's something that you're thinking about, like, I would encourage you to really stop and think, is now the right time? Like, I am all for podcasting. I think it's the bee's knees. I think it's a really great way to market your business. It's a really great sales tool, but sometimes it's just not the right time. And that's okay, right? Release that pressure from yourself and be like, well, when is the right time? Because the only way that you won't be able to stay consistent and, you know, you'll pod fade is if you haven't given yourself that grace. If you know that now isn't the right time to launch a podcast, but then you still do, knowing full well that, you know, you're not going to have the time to commit to it, you are setting yourself up for failure. But most people don't approach it or through that lens. So if this is you, if this resonates, this is your permission slip. Like, podcasting is not going anywhere. And I know that this is something that's, you know, been on your heart for a while. But if now is not the right time, just wait. Just wait for that right time. And when you do launch your podcast, you are going to feel such a greater sense of achievement, right? And it's going to feel so good to you. It's not going to feel like a burden. And most importantly, you're not going to feel like you have failed. So release that pressure, right? There's so many things that I want to do in my business, including like a third podcast, but that's a whole different podcast episode, right? But there's so many things that I want to do in my business. And I have to just be like, Rosemary, slow down. I'm a solopreneur. Yes, I've just hired a VA, but she is really only helping me with Pinterest at this point. We'll see how the rest of the year goes. But I am a solopreneur. And I'm also a parent of a young adult who is experiencing some health issues, right? She is 19 years old and she's not living the life of a 19-year-old at the moment. And I'm still very much full-time present mama as if she was 9. And that has been challenging. And so to add things on my plate, yes, I have to be really like firm with myself and say, well, Rosemary, now isn't the right time. Just wait until you can fully show up and do a really awesome job, right? So if that's you, just release the pressure. Another what if might be, what if I do something wrong? What if my niche is too niche? This is one that came up with one of my clients. She served a really small part of her niche and she was worried that her podcast would flop because of that. But actually, when it comes to podcasting, as we've talked about on the podcast before, the niche you are, the better. When you are talking to everyone, you aren't going to see the results. But if you're talking to a really specific person, you are going to see the results. So what if, what if, what if, what if? All the what ifs are keeping you stuck. Those are just some of the ones that either come up for me or come up for my clients. But if there are other ones, feel free to like, drop me a DM on Instagram and let me know what they are. And I'd be happy to like coach you through them. But I want you to know that you need to find a way to overcome the what ifs. Because the truth is, the things that you're worrying about are very unlikely to happen. They're unlikely to happen because you have 100% control in the outcome of your podcast launch. Like if you're in my world, you're listening to this podcast. So I am going to assume that you know that you should have a plan, you should have a strategy. And because of that, you are less likely, right, to fail. And if you could see me now, I am inverting my fingers, right? Because number one, I don't think there's no such thing as failure, right? Although I get where the sentiment comes from, but it's all about lessons, right? It's all about lessons. But thinking about that 75% stat, the reason why those new podcasts failed or pod faded or, you know, ceased to exist is because the host didn't have a plan for or after launch. A lot of people, I'm going to launch my podcast. Now is the time. They throw themselves into it. They don't have a plan for the launch themselves and or they don't have a plan for after the podcast launches. So, you know, you launch with the 3, you treat it like you would a new offer, you build hype, you build excitement, the episodes go live. And then before you know it, episode 4, right? Because it's only a week, comes around really quick and they're not prepared. And that's when they feel overwhelmed. They haven't thought about how the podcast is going to fit in their marketing strategy. They haven't thought about how the podcast is going to fit into their weekly routine, right? So as you would, put time aside to create content for social media, you need to put time aside for your podcast. But that's really it. That's why they, again, I'm inverting my fingers. That's why they failed, because they failed to make a plan. But you're here. You're with me, right? And so you're already one step ahead of them. So don't focus on the what ifs, right? Because you're going to stay stuck. Just know that there are resources out there. There's support out there if you need that support. And that is why I created the Profitable Podcasting Program. Now, if you were listening to this episode and it gave you the kick up the butt that you needed, and you are ready to start your podcast, you want to make it happen in Q2 of 2024, the Profitable Podcasting Program is for you. Now, this is not a course, right? I need to make it really, really clear. This is not a course. This is going to be a small group program. So we're capping at about 10 women, and it's designed specifically to help women coaches, private practice therapists, and service providers like you to create and launch a podcast that attracts their dream clients and speaking opportunities, builds their authority, and positions them as a thought leader in their niche. We are going to be working together for 8 weeks. And in that 8 weeks, you are going to learn my two signature frameworks, my impact framework, that's the strategy piece, right? And then my second framework that I mentioned earlier is the four-piece framework. This framework will help you to confidently go from podcast idea to launching your show with ease. No overwhelm, no scratching your head, no confusion. I created this framework when I first came into podcasting so far about 3 years, and it has worked a dream across all my offers. And the key here is to make sure that you feel supported, that you have everything that you need. And most importantly, it's literally plug and play. You can just put it in checklist format if you need to, but you can literally follow step by step by step until your podcast is out into the world. This framework, or these two frameworks, are what have helped my one-to-one VIP clients launch their podcast with ease and see a return on investment within 30 days of their launch. Like Natalie, who signed a dream client into her five-figure one-to-one coaching and was invited to be a resident coach in another expert's program. Now, I can't remember what episode it was, but I will link it in the show notes. You should definitely tune in to hear more about her story and her experience of working with me. But I'm really, really excited to share that the waitlist for cohort 2 of the Profitable Podcasting Program is now open. We get started on the 30th of April. So if you would like to really get your podcast out there by July 2024, this is the program for you. So head to the links in the show note to join the waitlist. By joining the waitlist, you will secure an exclusive bonus. If you decide to enroll in the program, you will get a one-to-one content planning session with me, where we will, you know, meet over Zoom and map out your first 3 months of podcast episodes. But I'm really, really excited to offer this to you. So don't wait. Head on over to the link in my bio to sign up to the waitlist. Doors to the waitlist open on Monday, 8th of April, and we get started on Tuesday, 30th. That's when the first call will be. I can't wait to see your application come through, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.